Well, the governor of the Reserve Bank today gave what some are calling an unambiguous signal that it will cut interest rates next month. But he's also issued a rallying cry for action from governments, federal and state. The nation faces sluggish growth, stagnant wages and a cooling property market. And Philip Lowe says interest rates can't be the only lever deployed to address the problems. In a much anticipated speech today, he said fiscal stimulus was also needed, calling on governments to build infrastructure, support companies, invest in education and tackle tax reform. David Sparks reports.
At a speech in Brisbane to discuss the minutes from the last meeting of the Reserve Bank Board, Philip Lowe was as clear as a governor can be in acknowledging the cash rate will be cut in June.
A lower cash rate would help support employment growth, and it would bring forward the time when inflation is consistent with the target. Given this assessment, at our meeting in 2 weeks' time, we will consider the case for lower interest rates.
The official interest rate has remained unchanged at 1.5% since August in 2016. The RBA wants inflation to reach 2-3%, but it believes that's not going to happen unless unemployment falls. Unemployment is at 5.2%, up from a low of 4.9% earlier this year. Unless those numbers change substantially, the RBA will make the cut. Many observers have been waiting for the Reserve Bank to make this call, but Mr. Lowe warned against pinning all hopes for improvement on changes to the interest rate. He says the Commonwealth and state governments must also step up to boost growth.
What will drive stronger growth are structural policies that promote firms hiring people, investing, being innovative and expanding. And so things like education policy, the attitude towards entrepreneurship and innovation, the way we invest in infrastructure, the design of the tax system, these are the things that ultimately can drive economic growth.
The Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, was asked today whether the re-elected government would heed the call for more proactive fiscal policy.
We're absolutely committed to the budget surpluses as outlined. That's absolutely clear. And as you know, it's $45 billion of budget surpluses over the forward estimate. But we will continue to take the measures necessary to strengthen the economy.
Mr. Lowe also addressed news that the banking regulator, APRA, will loosen the regulation affecting who gets a loan. Banks will no longer have to assess borrowers' ability to pay back loans, assuming an interest rate of 7%. Critics worry that will lead to some Australians taking out loans they can't afford. But Mr. Lowe says the new rule doesn't remove the requirement that banks stay in line with responsible lending laws. Economists say the RBA's plan to cut the cash rate is evidence the board is worried. Eleanor Cray is a market strategist at Saxo Capital Markets.
Obviously, it does mean that the economy isn't in quite as strong a position as maybe some of our politicians have been arguing over the past month or so. But I think in terms of the outlook for the economy, we have seen that the economy has recorded the two weakest quarters of growth since the GFC. We've seen that a lot of leading indicators pertaining to the labour market are flagging. So that's signalling to us that really the economic situation could get a lot worse.
Eleanor Cray says persistent slow wage growth remains a big concern. Slow wage growth is making itself felt in all sorts of ways. The recruitment agency Hays has released results from a survey on wages. 90% of employers said they plan to increase salaries in their next review, which is slightly better than last year. But on average, they expect the value of those increases will be lower than last year. The survey also shows an increasing number of workers now say they're planning to jump ship and find a better paying job elsewhere. Hays Managing Director for Australia and New Zealand, Nick Delagianis, says there's a contradiction at play.
There's a contradiction insofar as, on the one hand, we have the employees, the professionals, telling us that they've prioritised the pay rise, and if they can't get it with their current employer, they're prepared more than ever to move to another employer and another role to be able to get that. And on the other hand, we've got employers telling us, look, they acknowledge that, you know, that they want to add headcount, they need to find talent for their organisation to grow their businesses, but at the same time, due to financial constraints, that they plan to offer pretty low-level salary increases again in the year ahead. So that's the real contradiction of the survey.
Hays Managing Director for Australia and New Zealand, Nick Delagianis. David Sparks, our reporter.